Achlokes between really Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva is like this. Kegoin shahoy se'id yistanizik kizabur yistamazik. This is the case. That the id yistanizik, the one that got the damage, the nizik, his type of fields, in other words, we're not talking about how much damage was actually done. We know how much corn was eaten up, and we know how much the corn is worth. It's worth $100. Now the mazik has to pay the nizik $100. The question is, if you're paying up in karka, what type of karka does he have a right to collect $100 worth? The mazik now has three types of karkas. He has A, B, and C. Which type of karka does he have to pay back to the nizik? So we're talking about now, we're going to show you the idiot the nizik. The nizik also have types of karka. But the best type of karka that the nizik owned, the one that received the damage owns, is kizaburius the mazik. Is like class C of the mazik. This mazik was a rich guy. He had better type of karka. So his better is way better. But his worst that the mazik has is like the best of the nizik. So that's the shaila when the mazik goes to pay back now. Could he pay back from his class C or not? Rabbi Shmuel says yes. Rabbi Shmuel saw the nizik shaminin. When the Torah says you have to pay back from your best fields, it means the best type of field the nizik has. So the mazik's class C is like the nizik's class A, so that's good. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva's machmen says no. But the mazik shaminin, we have to look upon the mazik, the one that's paying for the damage. You have to look at his best field, and he has to pay back his class A. The other Gemara explains what's the machlokes. My time with Rabbi Yishmael. What's the time of Rabbi Yishmael? Nemra soda lamata. It says the word soda lamata. For nemra soda lamala. It says soda lamala. So Mas Sada Mur Lamala, just like the first Sada, it talks about whose field you went and teat for the Nizik. There, of course, it's talking about if your shor goes into his field and eats up in his field. So we're talking about doing the damage, we're talking about you did in the Nizik, the one that received the damage. So Mas Sada, the second time, when the Tosek says, Lamata, Sada, you have to pay back, Hamur Lamata, but the Nizik, it also is talking about the field of the Nizik. When the Torah says, Bemetav, you have to pay back the best fields, means you have to pay back the best fields of the Nizik. But if your class C is like his class A, then it's good. That's a Bishmol Svara. For Rabbi Akiva Sava, no, the Pasuk says, Meita Sodeo Yishalim, the best of your fields when you pay. So when it says Yishalim payment means, Tehech Tekom Yishalim, the Torah is talking about to the Mazda, the one that has to pay. The Torah is saying, you that have to pay now, you owe him $100 because you did damage to him. Pay him back $100 worth of your best fields. So, Meitar Sodeyu Yishalim, Hech Tekom Yishalim, from the one that has to pay back. If we have Yishmael, the Gemara says, no, Yishmael holds, you're right. But Ahani Gzeir Shova V'Ahani Kroa, both things are true. I have the Gzeir Shova to say you have to pay back according to the Nizik, and it's true, it says Yishalim Mashma the Mazik. How do I have both Sukkim? It's like this. Ahani Gzeir Shova Likri Amorin. In our case, like we said before, if class C of the Mazik is like class A of the Nizik, you could pay back from your class C. But what's going to be like this? The Hani Kroh, the Torah, the Pasuk helps me also that sometimes we have to go after class A of the Mazik. When is that? The Yisle Le Mazik Idius Zaburius. Let's say the Mazik has class A fields and class C fields. That's what the Mazik has. The Zaburius today, now his class C of the Mazik, the one that did the damage, it's not worth as much as the best of the Nizik. In other words, the Nizik has a class B fields. That's the best class of the Nizik. So now, in the case where the Mazik, can he play back from his worst? No, because his worst is not like class B of the Nizik. So where does he have to pay back from? That's this Pasuk, Meitav Sodi Yishalim. Sometimes the Mazik is forced to pay from his best. Because since he can't equal what the Nizik has, even though his best is better than his, still he has to pay it. To Mishalim Leinu Meitav. In such a case, the Mazik has to pay from his best. That's what Rabbi Shmuel learns. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, all over, at all times, whenever you do the damage and you have to pay, you always have to pay from your best field. And the Rabbi Kiva says, no, Leibuah Kostad Aligvus and Izokim and Idius, the Kalvachayim Lehegdish. That whenever you have to pay for damage, you have to pay from your best. And it's a Kalvachayim if you do damage to Hegdish. That when you have to pay back to Hegdish, to the Gizbur, you also have to pay back from your best field. Now the Gemara asks, what's this Kalvachayim? My kabel chaymel hegdish. What does the kibbutz mean to say? There's a kabel chaymel. I can for sure, when you do damage to hegdish, that you have to pay them back from your best field. What's the case? Elaine, if you want to tell me, dinog chetura di dan l'tura the hegdish. If you want to say the case is that your private shore, Reuven shore, hit, did damage to a shore belonging to hegdish, so you have to pay back the money to hegdish. Mar says no. The pasuk says, "Shorei eyu amurachmana." V'loy shor shel hegdish. Whenever you have to pay for damages, only the Torah says, "Ki yigach shor isha shorei eyu." If your shor hits your friend's shor, but not if it belongs to hegdish, mashmirtech shor belongs to hegdish. Your potter, there's no din to pay if you damaged hegdish property. So you can't say it. Then we're talking about hegdish. What's Rabbi Kiva making a kavuchayma? Elu, you want to tell me Rabbi Kiva meant to make a kavuchayma like this? Liyomer, when somebody says, someone like his Mechayev puts a chiv upon himself, he has to give like Stockholm. He said, I'm a nadiv to give $100 to the Bedek Abayis. So the Yosef gives, when the Gizbo comes and collects the money, for Shokom Yidius, he has a right to collect the money from the best property of this person. Gemara asks why. The Chur Loye El Bal Chayv, the Gizbo, the Hegbe, should only be like a regular Bal Chayv when you owe somebody money. Our Mishnah says, whenever you lend somebody money, and you go to collect back the money, you only have a right to get the Beninus. We'll soon see later why. So how come here the Gizbar has a right to collect from the best? Tichitayim, maybe you'll tell me. Ksava, Rabbi Kiva holds, Baal Choyv, Shokobidius, Kinizokin. Maybe Rabbi Kiva argues and says, every Baal Choyv has the same halach like Nizokin. That whenever you lend somebody money, and later you want to go and collect the money, maybe Rabbi Kiva holds also you could collect from the best of his property. So Mara says, no, equal and different on this, I can ask the question, Ma'ala bal choiv, sheken yofa kechel benizokin? So Mara says, even if you want to say this, that the Bekiva will hold, that by a bal choiv, you collect from the idiots, but still you can't make a kabel choimel. Because, equal and different, Ma'ala bal choiv, sheken yofa kechel benizokin? I'll tell you, you know why a bal choiv collects from the best? Because, when a Baal Choyv means two normal people, when they did, if they're, when they do damage one to another, they also have to pay back. Like we said before, but to Yom of the Hegdish, so far we're going, whenever you do damage to Hegdish though, that Hegdish does not have to pay back if you do damage. So even if you want to tell me, Rabbi Kiva holds, that when you lend money, and when you get paid back, you can get collected from the best of the property, but that's only one person to another person. But you would not know Hegdish, because Hegdish always has a chsaron that by Hezik, the potter. Whenever we do damage to Hegdish, we don't have to pay them. So it's called Hura Kaychem Benizokin. Hegdish is less than one person to another person. So even if you want to tell me by lending money he holds, you could collect from Idius, still I would not know by Hegdish that you can collect from Idius. Because Hegdish the Chur is worse by Nizokin. So what kind of kavah chayim is Rabbi Kiva making? So Gemara says like this. Really the case of Rabbi Kiva is like this. Our ox went and did damage to an ox belonging to Hegdish. That's the case. Ah, he asked me a question. The pasuk says, no. Rabbi Kiva sub like Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. I'll tell you Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. That shor shall hegdish. Shenogach le shor shall hegdish potter. Then shall hegdish is potter. Then I agree to you. When the shor of the ox belonged to hegdish, that did damage to our shor, hegdish is potter. That's called shor reyayu. You only have to pay if the mazik belongs to reyayu, a regular person. But not if the mazik belongs to hegdish. But what about the opposite way? Vishal hegdish shenogach le shor shall hegdish. Vishal hegdish. If a normal person's ox went and did damage to an ox belonging to Hegdish. In this case, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya holds, Bein Tam or Bein Mu'ud Mishalim Nezek Sholim. Whether it's the first time it's doing damage, now it's a Tam. Or whether it did it already three times, it's a Mu'ud, you always have to pay Nezek Sholim. So if I can't, the Shimon ben Menasya holds, by Hegdish it's more strict. By regular person, a Tam only pays Chatzin Nezek. By Hegdish, if you do damage to Hegdish, even the first time you have to pay the whole thing. So if so, it's a good kavah chayma then. Maduch by reyeu, when you shtois one and another. When you pay back, your mazik has to pay from his best property, and still a tam only pays a chatzin nezik. So when you have to pay back the hegdish, that a tam has to pay a nezik sholem, for sure, you have to pay back the idyus from the best of your properties. Now the Gemara asks, he ochi is so mimai debidius the nizik kizaburius the mazik pligi. Once you have this machlekes over here, by Shori Yehu, if you have to pay or not, Sue tells you that our first machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is in that case by the nizik shaminin or by the mazik shaminin, means when again where nizik has class C. And Nizik's class A is like the Mazik's class C. Could the Mazik pay with his class C or not? Who said that's the Machlokes? Dilma may be the coolie. Yalm, everybody holds even. Rabbi Kiva maybe would agree over there. But the Nizik Shaminan, that the main thing is you have to look upon the Nizik, the one that receives the damage, what type of cracker that he has. If his best is like class C of the Mazik, maybe the Mazik could pay back from his class C. So then what's the machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? For Ocha the Pluk to Rabbi Shimon Menashe of Rabbanu Kemiflegi. Maybe they only argue by Hegdish. The whole machlokes says when a reg our shore does damage to a shore shall Hegdish. Do we have to pay or are we potter altogether? Maybe that's the machlokes. So Rabbi Kiva sold the Shimon Menashe. Rabbi Kiva says yes, the Shimon Menashe and you have to pay. Rabbi Shmuel sold the Rabbanu. And Rabbi Shmuel holds up the Rabbanu and says no, you're potter in such a case like this. And the only machlokes is you have the kavuchamim from Hegdish Shanat. Maybe that's the machlokes. Gemara says no. In came if so, ma lebu akosif. What does Rabbi Kiva mean to say? What are they saying? They start saying lebu akosif. Now the mashmal are coming to explain this pasuk of meitav sadeh or meitav karmi yishalem. They start off saying ma bu akosif. So it's mashmal are coming to explain that pasuk, and the machlokes is not whether you hold by Yeshur hits Hegdish or you have to pay or not. The Yodin, if so, my Kavuchem Hegdish. If the whole Machlokes is by Hegdish, so what does Rabbi Kiva mean to say? I have a Kavuchem, the Hegdish also has to pay from the best. There's no Kavuchem. If we're only talking about a Hegdish, what kind of Kavuchem do you have? Tell them my Smashma clearly that the Vada Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is by regular Karka. And the Shaila is, when you do damage, when the Mazik does damage to the Nizik, how much does the